I'm Don Fisher. We're from Winston, Missouri, which is about 10 miles north of Cameron, right along I-35.
That area of the state is in a deep drought right now. Can you talk a little bit about the conditions on your farm?
We are very dry. We've lived there for 40 years, and this is the driest I've ever seen it. A lot of that going around in that area, of course. But ponds are drying up. Hay crop is way short from last year. And to make matters worse, everybody used up all of their reserves this spring. Winter hung on there, and we had that cold month. So hay reserves were all used up, and now short hay crop and the drought following.
Don, what kind of adjustments are you making on your farm to deal with this?
Well, we do a rotational grazing, which I think has helped us. We can rotate quite a bit, but we can only rotate about so long and so many times until we hit the wall and there's not much grass left. And as I mentioned, ponds are going dry. Most recently, we've had a major snafu with the rural water system in that area. We were without water for 5 days and very low pressure since then. So we're trying to adapt, but it's a challenge, and trying to be a little more thinking outside the box. A lot of CRP hay being made, which has worked pretty good for the people who own the CRP ground, because they are selling that hay for, like, a lot of it, $100 a bale right now, just plain old CRP hay. But it makes cow feed, so some of that being done. But it's financially challenging, as well as trying to keep those cows in shape after coming through last winter. And our cows, I'm pretty happy with the way they wintered well last year. And they're staying in reasonable shape for what they've had to eat this summer. And we're getting ready to early wean some calves, and they look pretty good too when you get them sorted apart and analyzed them. I'm eager to get them on the scale and see how that works. But most of the area has sort of been able to stay alive, but we're about all ready to hit the wall pretty soon, and there's not a lot of really good options.
Worst case scenario, if the rain doesn't come, which we believe it will, but what do you do if it doesn't?
Well, we've got a registered Simmental herd that we started in 1971, so we're pretty proud of some of our genetics, and we'll hold on to as many as we can as long as we can. I've tried to find places to move the cow herd for the fall to get out of the way, because even if we have enough feed resources to get through the winter, most of my concern right now is getting to winter. If we could have something, a good option to do until Christmas, would be very worthwhile. And the other thing, as you mentioned, would be some good fall rains, which in our part of the world have been pretty sparse the last couple years. And it's time, if we're going to get those fall rains, to really get the fescue revived, which is really stressed, and most people's are grubbed into the ground. It needs to start raining pretty suddenly, and we need to have some really significant rains to get the land charged up and get some water back in these ponds. In visiting with my neighbors, I guess everybody is pretty nervous and spooked, as well they should be, but American agriculture is pretty resilient too, so if we could get some rains and get things going, and would sure help everybody's attitude, if nothing else.